I'm no longer at DePaul, but I was a professor in the College of Sciences and Health, an adjunct instructor. I was teaching Health 194, which is a human pathogens and defense class. I started teaching that for spring 2024. So my first day was April 1st. And then my final date, or the date of when I received the letter of termination, was May 8th. On May 6th, I believe that was when Rafa was bombed fairly heavily. And I expanded the scope and added a second optional assignment. That assignment was to use critical thinking and analysis to assess the impact of, I specifically said, genocide and ethnic cleansing on the health and biology of the individuals in Palestine. I did think maybe only a few students would choose the Palestine assignment because I do think it takes more reading. It takes more work. So if anything, that was going to be a more challenging assignment, which is why I made sure it was optional. I posted on the 6th. I received a call from the chair on the 7th, and then I was terminated the morning of May 8th. I was really confused when I received that. She had basically emphasized a couple of times that students had complained saying that they were uncomfortable. She had said, she had asked me if I ever considered that using the words genocide or ethnic cleansing would make students feel unsafe. And I said that didn't cross my mind because I was just using accurate terms. I mean, I did feel like I was doing a good job in teaching. I felt like, okay, despite there being obviously some sort of upset or something going on, it seems like it's clear I've been doing a good job. And I also felt confident that I'd been doing a good job because I had gotten a lot of outreach from students saying that they really appreciated my solidarity and my support and making them feel seen and heard. I had also received a lot of emails regarding my assignment saying that they really appreciated that that was given as an option. And so when the next day I received that email, I was disappointed and I was confused. I'd say it was a lot easier for them to terminate me because of my adjunct position. The wording that was used in the email, it had stated straight out exactly what was in the original contract, which is that as an adjunct, you can be terminated for any reason at any time. Adjuncts are in a very vulnerable position. They're not protected. There is no union at the university right now. Unfortunately, there just hasn't been a formal union yet. And I think without a union, faculty are even more vulnerable.